Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Well, last week our guest was Tom Minnery, who wrote the book Why You Can't Stay Silent, A Biblical Mandate to Shape Our Culture. He's Vice President of Focus on the Family, and he's with us again today. And last week we were talking about the culture war, some people call it. Well, I'd call it a war between good and evil, between God and man. And that's where it boils down to. And the question is, what position should a Christian take? Well, the document called the Manhattan Declaration says that we need to stand up for truth. We need to stand up for pro-life. We need to stand up for pro-marriage. We need to stand up for religious liberty. And all these things are being severely attacked. And when he came to discuss that issue recently, Chuck Colson said, we may even be coming to a point where we need to exercise civil disobedience. Tom, what do you think about that possibility today?
Well, that was a very strenuous statement, the Manhattan Declaration, and if people are not familiar with it, they should do a online search and read through it. It's a very sturdy statement. Actually, the question of civil disobedience has been coming up now for many years, particularly in the pro-life issue. There have been many situations in which people have gotten themselves arrested in order to try and prevent mothers from going in to have abortions. That actually has brought a lot of light on the issue of abortion, and I believe the end result, after looking back at some of those issues of civil disobedience in front of abortion clinics, I think we are now a more pro-life country than we were then, if you believe the surveys, probably because people have been made to confront the issue of abortion because it was in the news when so many people were arrested. I remember protests in the early 90s in front of the late-term abortion clinic of Dr. Tiller in Wichita, Kansas. It served a useful purpose. Now, one person went too far and shot Dr. Tiller. That is not the kind of civil disobedience that is envisioned here. But people drawing attention to ills by violating laws that send them to prison for a time, we have seen that, and it has helped focus an attention on problems such as abortion. So it's a very sobering thought.
Well, you look into the Bible, you see several verses. One, of course, we know Romans 13, you know, to be subject to the rulers that exist and to pray for them. But in the Old Testament, you have the story of Pharaoh who wanted to kill the male babies and the mothers, who the midwives, rather. They said no. They practiced civil disobedience. So I think there's a place for it. There's sometimes probably a fine line in when and where you do this. But do you have any suggestions as to when and where you do this? Or is this pretty much going to be up to the individual when they want to put themselves on the line?
Well, you know, those are questions that all of us have to ponder, and I have not pondered them deeply enough to know where the line is. I just have reflected on what we have seen, the demonstrations that have blocked entrances to abortion clinics. That seems to be appropriate in those instances, particularly in which partial birth abortions, late-term abortions are being performed. It seems to be hypocritical for someone to take the life of an abortionist in the name of preserving life, and so it seems that that is much too far. Where that line is, I suspect, is within the heart of every individual.
Well, when you look at the story of what happened to this abortion doctor, unfortunately, the media, the liberal press, and others would want to say, that's what Christians are all about. They want to kill people. That is an exception to the rule, and we would say that is not the rule we want to go by. We are to love our enemies and pray for them, not to kill them. Now, we're in battle, that's another question, but we're not in that kind of a battle. So, Tom, I think we have no more time to talk this morning, but we do want to say to our public that there is a warning out there from Chuck Colson, a Manhattan Declaration, that if we want to stand for truth, we may have to pay a price for it, and I hope we're willing to do it when the time comes. Thank you so much.
Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.